The Australian government will fly relief supplies to communities in the Papua New Guinea highlands damaged by a powerful earthquake earlier this week. The aid will be the first help residents of the remote area will receive. Local authorities say more than 50 people were killed. PNG correspondent Eric Torchek reports.
In Tari, the closest town to the epicentre, residents are reliving the terror of Monday's earthquake with each aftershock.
Oh, we're all scared. Ground feels shaking now. As of that, ground feels shaking.
Eurelia Tagobe says the quake killed two people near her home and caused damage all over the town.
We had buildings all damaged, fallen off, and water tanks all destroyed. All the landslides and the trees fall off. The roads being cracked. The airstrip in Tari, ground cracked.
The Papua New Guinea government has been sending assessment teams and Defence Force personnel to the area, but residents like Ms. Tagobe say people haven't received any help yet.
People are very, very upset because we didn't have our members on the ground as soon as possible.
Provincial authorities in the quake area have been struggling to respond to the disaster. The administrator of Hela Province, William Bando, says dozens of people have been killed and others remain cut off.
You know, we have people stuck in the mountains and buried in the mudslides. This earthquake has cost almost 50 lives and devastated a lot of homes.
Mr. Bando says the worst affected areas are hard to access and people there need urgent help.
The only way to get it is by helicopter. We need to dispatch medical teams and rescue teams into the area, but we need helicopters here.
The Australian government is delivering the first of many shipments of relief supplies, including tarpaulins, water purification tablets and water containers, to the nearby Southern Highlands today. The PNG government has declared a state of emergency for affected areas and will hold an emergency sitting of Parliament to establish a restoration agency to oversee rebuilding. One of the problems facing the government and the resources sector is local fear and anger after the quake, with many residents blaming oil and gas extraction for the tremor and threatening to stage violent protests. The director of Papua New Guinea's Geohazards Management Division, Chris McKee, has been trying to publicly explain that the quake was unrelated to extractive activity.
The earthquakes are occurring well below where the oil and gas industry is operating. They're occurring at depths of as much as 60 kilometres, so these are faults which are deep-seated. And they're totally unrelated to the oil and gas industry. Convincing people is the hard bit. It's easy to tell them that, but they want to have someone to point a finger at and blame.
PNG government geologist Chris McKee, ending that report by correspondent Eric Torchek.